Okay, here we are, Matthew Russell Lee, Inner City Press, here at the Southern District of New York Courthouse. It looks quiet because it's early on a Monday morning, but exactly 1 week from today, on April 15th, jury selection will begin right down the street in People of the State of New York versus Trump, and we'll be covering it. Also this week on the Trump docket here, Alan Weisselberg, is up for sentencing on Wednesday. Probably going to get the 5 months he was promised, but we'll be on top of that as well. But of course, there are cases right here in the Southern District of New York. In fact, today at 10, in a few short moments, we're going to be covering the sentencing of a guy called Cleaver Alcala. He was a general of Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela. He's been trying to say that he shouldn't be on trial for drugs as well as his other crimes, but there was an evidentiary hearing called the Fatico hearing, and it was found that, yes, he had assisted the FARC with its drugs. So he'll be sentenced on that as well. Expect a hefty sentence. Of course, this is sort of echoes the Juan Orlando Hernandez, Honduras president case that we've been asking the UN about, why they backed him up. We'll be covering his sentencing, of course, as well. He's asked for a new trial, kind of on skimpy grounds, but we'll have to see. Tomorrow, Tuesday, there will be the sentencing, the delayed sentencing of Amy Harris for the theft of the sale of Ashley Biden's diary. They're sirens. Yes, they're sirens. And initially she was going to get a no jail time sentence. The government had agreed to just 6 months of home detention. But now they want 4 months in jail because she's three times didn't come and sort of thumbed her nose at the court. So we'll see if she actually does come Tuesday. But even if she does, I think you can expect some jail time there. And so it goes. This is Friday, the SEC won its case against Terraform Labs and Do Kwon. And today begins a criminal trial against Avi Eisenberg for the Mango Markets scenario. These crypto cases keep coming, and we stay on them. But we will be on the Trump docket as well. Inner City Press, to be continued.